Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, Ireland's comedy trio Foil Arms and Hogg are back with their brand new show, Skittish. It is jam-packed with hilarious sketches, audience interaction, and of course, their signature chaos as well. They're bringing the show to Vicar Street. So many nights are already sold out, which is incredible. And to nobody's surprise as well, I am so delighted that the lads are with me right now on 98FM. Welcome! Yay.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure, yeah, an absolute pleasure to have you. Now listen, Foil Arms and Hogg, right, the name, and I know you've been asked this probably countless times, where did it come from and how often are you actually asked, what does it mean?
A reasonable amount of time.
A reasonable to a lot.
So tell us, what does it mean, where did it come from?
Nicknames. The quick one is nicknames about how we performed on a stage, because we had to come up with a name quick. So I got the most boring one. I got Foil. The comedic Foil, because I played the straight man all the time. I was just setting up the other guys for the joke. So I'd set it up, they'd get the audience laugh, and I would become resentful.
I was definitely the worst actor of the group. And so I was Arms. I couldn't stand still. I was like, you know those old Greek plays where they had like their hands out? I was all arms and legs, so that became Arms.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I just wouldn't shut up on stage and it's like getting in the way and stealing the limelight, so I was the Hog.
I see.
So kind of, it translates to boring, clumsy, selfish.
Yes.
Does that describe you all? Is it accurate?
I mean, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
Look,
it's
probably does.
Not.
It probably does. It's also an easier to remember name. We probably should have gone with Boring, Clumsy, Selfish, but it's just fun to hear Foil Arms and Hogg pronounced incorrectly everywhere we
go. Multiple times.
You did a good job, though.
Thank you very much. Mm. Well, I'm a big fan, and guys, obviously, you know, your social media videos are unbelievable. They've racked up over 1 billion views online, which is incredible. Since you would have started on social media, because I remember being on Facebook like way back when, and that was your main platform back then. I always knew it was a Thursday when I went onto Facebook first thing in the morning and your video came up. I was like, it's Thursday today. Obviously, since then, though, you know, there's been the introduction of the likes of TikTok and stuff like that. What's it been like, that transition from Facebook, which is kind of, you know what's going on there, to TikTok, which opens you up to pretty much anyone?
It's kind of the Wild West. And your videos can get stolen there a lot easier, and TikTok doesn't really care. And, you know, the kind of copyright, it's a bit of a copyright Wild West. Like, anything can happen.
Also, Young Guns coming in. Do you remember we had one of our sketches filmed in landscape? Do you remember that? So it was a landscape one that we filmed, and some kid, it's like he was like 12 or 13. He saw the video. The video that we had done was grand. It did well. But then he saw, like, there's actually a really funny 20 seconds in the middle of this, and he just stole it out. Put it in portrait, put it up, and it went more viral than any video we've ever had. And we're like, those damn kids making our videos, making them more successful than us.
Exactly. So we just learned, like, we don't obviously know what the best parts of our own stuff is, so we just gave that off to someone. Like, you make it vertical and you do your thing. And,
just Grand give us the credit. I think on social media as well, obviously you're prone to anyone flocking to the comments, you know, writing whatever they want. It's different than, I presume, when it comes to a live show, when you have the audience in front of you. And I know something that you've mentioned that you kind of come across from time to time in your shows. Hecklers. How do you deal with those people?
We're quite lucky. I think we don't get as many
hecklers.
Well, there's three of us, so, you know, from a bullying perspective.
None of us are individually physically intimidating, but the three of us, at least.
Three nerds is better than no nerds.
We may not be big, but the speakers are big.
That's true.
So
also, you know, when it's live face to face, when they're right there in front of you, people are more brave on the internet to say things.
This is true.
I've had my mustache slagged off an awful lot on the internet. No one has done it to my face at the shows. They might be thinking it. I don't know. But, you know, they're not afraid to say it.
The
online.
Mustache looks great.
You have to say that. I was leaning heavily on you, Leanne, to say that. Thank you.
Well, Skittish is the new show. Sketches, audience participation, chaos, everything you can expect from one of your shows. But is there anything else that you can tease us with?
I think we used to do our shows and it would all be scripted. Everything was planned. And now I think it's almost nearly half scripted and half just whatever happens on the night, and then kind of work that through the show. So it does create this kind of madness. So before, people would be like, oh, I remember this happened in your show. And I'd be like, I don't know which show you're talking about. And now I'm like, I know exactly where that was.
Right. Mm.
You know, that was Castlebar. I remember that doing that. You know, so that's really the biggest thing. We've become really comfortable with, well, we have our material and then just dispensing of it whenever we don't want to.
It does make the show very hard to describe, though. We've been doing it 15 years and we still can't describe our own show.
It's like Monty Python on stage, but I guess, if they didn't stick to the script that often.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that makes sense. Well, guys, it is coming up very, very soon. You have loads of dates across the next couple of months. Plenty of them are sold out as well, which is incredible, and well done on that. Some of the dates that have tickets still available: the 28th, the 29th of November, 5th of December, and then January 8th to the 11th as well. Obviously, Ticketmaster.com is where you can get it, or Ticketmaster.ie. Will you stay around for a few more minutes? Because I think we have more to chat about.
Oh, we will. Okay. Oh, yeah. We'll have a song.
Let's take a song.
Put on a song there.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
Superstars. Exactly how we would describe my guest this afternoon. Four hours and a half.
She's good.
Right.
She's good.
Like I practiced or something for it. I always have the question right, because obviously this career has gone so well, is still going so well for you, and I'm delighted to see. What would you all be doing if you weren't comedians?
We do ask ourselves that question every week. If the video doesn't go well, we ask it a bit stronger.
Yeah. My mum still asks me the question. But because it would be fallback to the degree. So I did architecture in college. So she's like,
oh.
have you thought about, would you still go back into the architecture? I was like, no, I'm doing well.
The mammies have to. You have to over-explain it to them a little bit as well. Architecture is very different to anything that you do now.
It is quite different. Although, with the, you know, the arts bill for funding, comedy isn't considered an art form. Architecture is. So maybe there's a way to loophole it back in.
I'm not paying for that show, though.
Maybe not.
We mentioned about the shows coming up in Vicar Street as well. Plenty of them for you to go and see if you're wanting to. Is there anything that you have on your rider? I think before you kind of described your backstage rider as a little bit boring, but how boring are we taking it?
So bad at riders. We just forget, and we're like, we could have anything here. We could have rump steak. We could have anything. We're just like,
rump steak?
That's your anything. You haven't even gone for a good cut of meat.
How badly do we think of ourselves that our idea of heaven is rump steak?
Well, I'm just going for something specific. You know, the classic is the blue M&M's, you know what I mean? But this guy, he wants rump steak, you know? He wants, but not just rump steak. I want Taiwanese rump steak.
Really?
Or he won't go on stage.
I want that good stuff.
Would you want that right before a show? A giant rump steak?
I mean, no.
How much have you thought about this?
You'd want to sleep after a steak.
I'm definitely asking for rump steak. Do you know where we might get it? In a German gig. Yeah, there's your rump steak. You asked for it.
Do you know what?
You didn't even ask for it.
They will have come across much worse, I would say, as well.
Yeah.
Little mini game to play with you guys, if that's all right. Obviously, you wear foil arms and hog, but this is foil arms or hog, so it's kind of a most likely to kind of game.
Oh, yeah,
so,
okay, I got you.
I'm going to give you quick fire ones now, all right?
Okay.
Sean, I'll start off with you.
Okay.
Most likely to forget a punchline on stage?
Hog.
Don't get offended at
this either. He drifted off for a second, just like drifted off there.
Okay, Sean. Most likely to make everyone laugh in a serious situation?
Me. Yeah,
you?
Yeah, me,
okay,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you can answer for yourself
as well. Or foil.
Connor, then, most likely to be last on the dance floor at a party?
Oh, still left?
Still left.
Arms, me.
Definitely.
Definitely. It's no contest. Yeah.
We're back to you then.
The first and only.
Most likely to do an Irish goodbye?
Oh, me.
Foil.
Yeah, foil.
Definitely foil.
Yeah.
You.
See you out the gap. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Finally then, best dressing room DJ?
Arms. What is a dressing room DJ?
Who's in charge of the ops chords?
Something to listen to while we're eating our rump steak.
Okay. I was like, why are they in a dressing room and doing a DJ set? What was that? Like armchair DJ.
Yeah, like if you're backstage, you know, who's got the ops chords?
Not me.
Okay.
I've been told regularly, no. Like the Spotify is taken away from me. These are not the vibes, Flango. Just stop, okay?
Stick to the comedy. Speaking of, I believe you have a little bit of a sketch. One of my favourite characters that you do is Little Oisin. I think he's involved in this in some capacity.
Yes, he is indeed.
And his mother is here too. So,
this sketch is called When Your Mom Forgets Her Passwords.
Oh.
Oisin, can you help me with this, love?
Well, and Mum, hold on. I have football practice now. I can't.
It'll only take a second.
All right, quick. What is it?
I can't get into Netflix. I don't know what is going on.
Okay, yeah, fine. What's your password?
You don't know
your password?
No, hang on. I have it written down here on a piece of paper
here. Come on, hurry up, please.
Hold on. It's Anne Flanagan 45 at yahoo.com.
What? No, but that's your email address. Mum, what's your password?
I try begonias.
No.
Begonias one.
No.
Begonias two.
Oh my god, no, mom, I have to go.
No, no, here, no, I have it. It's oisinflanagan4 @gmail.com.
That's my email address.
Sorry, Pet.
Yeah, no, look, it doesn't matter. Look, I'm just going to click forgot password and you can just make another one, right?
Another one?
Yes.
Oh, for God's
here,
sake.
Hold on. Okay, look, they've sent a code to your email.
Yeah.
Here, right. I'll log you in. All right. What's your email password? Come on.
No, no, sorry. No, it's here. AnneFlanagan45@yahoo.com.
That's your email address. Your email address again.
Try begonias with an exclamation mark.
No. Doesn't matter. Look, I've reset it. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right. They're gonna send a code to your phone.
The phone. Oh, I don't know where that thing is.
Oh, mom.
No, here. I have it. Right.
Right. Yeah, come on.
How do you turn it on?
This button there. That one.
Okay. Right. Right. What's the pin?
I don't know. It's your phone.
Right. It's the same as the ATM now.
Yeah, which is what?
ATM. Stop rushing me. It's the ATM. If I'm standing in front of it, I can remember it. Oh, right. We need to go to the ATM.
No. I'm not going to the ATM with you, okay? No, I have to go to football, all right?
Fine. Go. I'll fix it myself.
No, you... Just... What is it that you want to watch anyway?
Prime Time.
What?
Prime Time. I want to watch Prime Time Machine.
It's not on Netflix.
Is it not?
It's RTE.
Right, what's the password for that then?
It's no password, it's normal television channel.
Great, well, okay, fine, good.
Right, thank you, can I go to football now,
yes,
please?
Goodbye.
Thank
goodbye.
You, bye. Here, have you seen my football boots?
He doesn't even have his boots.
Oh. Ta-da!
Carson Hogg, what a pleasure. You're absolute comedy geniuses. Cannot wait for the new shows as well. Skittish all across Vicar Street over the next couple of months. You can check out all the dates, all the information at ticketmaster.ie. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you
joining
so
me.
Much. Thank you.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98 FM.